This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When California voters make their way to the polls 3 weeks from now, we're going to be choosing more than just politicians out here. Love it or hate it, California lets voters make law directly through ballot propositions. This year, one of those propositions would require labels on some foods that contain genetically engineered ingredients. GMOs is the common phrase. The proposition has brought in tens of millions of dollars in campaign contributions, much of it from big-name companies like Monsanto, DuPont, and Pepsi, all of whom are on the no side. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains why those labels are such a big deal.
Proposition 37 either
gives us the right to know if there are genetically engineered ingredients in our food with clear information on package labels.
Or it's a complex, badly written labeling proposition that makes no sense. And that's just the beginning of the back and forth about pretty much everything. If there's a reason to worry about GMO foods, how the law will work, what the labels really tell us, and what it might cost shoppers.
We estimate that the cost of the average California household would be between $350 and $400 per year.
Kevin Deatley is with Northbridge Environmental Management Consultants, a firm hired by the No on Prop 37 people to evaluate costs. Now, one big assumption he makes in getting to that number, companies won't want to put a label on their products that says this:
partially produced with genetic engineering.
So they'll swap out genetically engineered ingredients for more expensive organic and non-GMO ingredients. Consider, Deatley says, mandatory GMO labeling laws in Europe.
We certainly don't know what will happen, but looking at what has happened in Europe and other places, companies have worked to avoid using the labels, primarily because the labels don't convey much useful information and can be, frankly, frightening to people.
Emory University professor Joanna Shepherd-Bailey isn't so sure.
For very important reasons, America is very different than the European market. Specifically, American consumers have been far more inclined to eat genetically engineered food than European consumers for decades, really.
She wrote the cost estimate the pro-labeling group cites and thinks companies will just put labels on and get on with it. Total cost to California families, she says, less than $2.
And that's basically assuming that the food producers passed on all of the cost of redesigning labels.
So why a label? Most reputable science and many national and global health groups say genetically engineered foods on the market are safe to eat. So why a label? The pro-labeling side says it's simple. People have a right to know what's in their food. But the millions being spent on this measure have a lot to do with exactly how that label will change the behavior of people and companies. Experts I talked to seem to think the people who don't want to eat GMOs are likely to spend a lot of time label spotting. Other people, they're just not going to care. But what about the people who take time to read the label and don't really know what it means?
They might view it as a warning.
Joel McCluskey is a professor at Washington State University. The FDA has signed off on GMOs, but McCluskey says a mandatory label, that might send a different signal.
If the government now requires consumers to be informed that their products have GM ingredients, I think they may choose to avoid them.
Industry analyst Gary Karp at Technomic thinks the pressure on food manufacturers to rework foods could be pretty intense if Prop 37 passes, even if the group that wants to avoid GMOs is a lot smaller than the group that doesn't.
If 75% or 95% of people really don't care, then they don't care one way or the other. And so the small minority really tend to make an impact.
If you care, you really care.
What I'll call the vocal minority tends to be very passionate about what they believe, and they make a disproportionate amount of press and what I'll call, not derogatorily, but I'll just call, noise.
Which is going to make it tough for food producers to figure out how to respond. Karp says they want to meet the needs of their customers, but
what they like to do, though, is to know that it is a large group of their consumers as opposed to a vocal portion of the consumers.
Most of the people I talk to expect that if Proposition 37 passes, at least some food companies will change what's in their foods, possibly for everyone, not just California. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.